Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Price and he is safe. Voss steals second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. There goes Buford. He's safe. There goes Voss. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Voss tags and scores. Boyer tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing first base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup moves to third. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. 1 out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lump strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Jim Price. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Heath now catching. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. McAuliffe moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Buford steals second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into McAuliffe, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bradford scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ward pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Ray Euler pinch runs for Don Ward. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-4 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.